Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won this victory. I'll take it one more time. Hallelujah.
give you the victory, victory, victory.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Glory to the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Welcome to the new month of February. Hallelujah. The new month of February on the Gregorian calendar. Want to bless God, and wherever you are this morning, just raise your voice and begin to thank God we made it through January. Hallelujah. And sometimes we take those things for granted, but some people started January, they were not sick, and nothing was wrong with them, but they're not here. It's because of God's grace. It's nothing because of what we've done, and it's because of His grace. So let us begin to thank God and bless Him. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to bless you and thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking us through the month of January. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Not only did you take us through, Lord, you provided for us. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for shelter. Thank you, Lord, that let you never left us, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. We want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our children. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for our grandbabies, our grandkids. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for our nieces and our nephews, our siblings. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name for all those that are connected to us. We say thank you. Thank you for everyone under the sound of our voice, all the intercessors, Lord. We thank you. Your word says, in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ concerning us. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? In trials and tribulations, he said, we should be thankful, not thanking you, because we know there's nothing too hard for you to do. And so, Father, we bless your name, and hallelujah, we praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We thank you for restoring us back So, Abba Father, Jesus, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for reconciliation back to our Father. We thank you for the dominion mandate, oh God, that we walk in when Jesus said it is finished. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing, oh God, resting upon each and every one of us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You brought us out of darkness, not just into light, but into your marvelous light. And so, Lord, we thank you for bringing us into your marvelous light, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for bringing us into your marvelous light, oh God. And so, Lord, we adore you, oh God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you. Oh, God, thank you for healing. Oh, God, thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. Thank you for the battles you fought for us. Thank you for the ones we know of and the ones we don't even know of. Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels to war on our behalf and keep guard over us. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. So, Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are grateful to you. Thank you, Lord, plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies, against our children's lives and destinies. Thank you for every satanic plan against our grandchildren's lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every plan of the enemy against our spouses' lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for casting all the plans of the enemy against our nieces and nephews' lives, against our siblings' lives. Thank you, Lord, when God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you, oh God, we adore you, we bless you. Hallelujah, we say thank you. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God, praise him for saving me. I say thank you. Thank you for salvation, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You said that if we pray for the members of our families and friends that do not know you, that the salvation will come to them. The Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts. We thank you for the promises. All your promises are yes and amen. We say thank you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, we pray amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Do what you do best. Glorify the name of Jesus. We surrender this service to you. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we are totally dependent on you. We cannot make it without you, Spirit of the living God. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Oh, our senior brother, our senior, we need you. Hallelujah, we need you. We need you for every single detail of our lives. We don't want to presume things. We want to have it right. We want to have things in the alignment of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Let your light shine, oh God, your marvelous light as the Spirit of God move upon our lives. Let there be light. Light in this ministry, marvelous light, oh God. Marvelous light, oh God. You're marvelous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, we Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Oh God, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Father, mercy for my husband, mercy for my children, mercy for my grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for my siblings. Mercy for my nieces and nephews. We cry out for mercy for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Cry out your mercy, mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. We cry out to you for mercy. Forgive us of sin, of omission and commission. Forgive us of things that we've done, oh God, that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us some of our thoughts are not pleasing to you. Have mercy on us, oh God. Let this day be a day of you beginning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways. It's the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. The blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in the blood of Jesus, our systems in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns us. The blood of Jesus. Father God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. Oh, Father God, we ask you to strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us. Strengthen our spirit, man, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For you, we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthened us. We thank you. Oh, Father, we bless your name. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, oh God. Oh, the armor on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the armor of God on our siblings, our brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's girded with truth. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us according to Zechariah 2:5 in the name of Jesus, and the glory of it is the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, nephew, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God, within them, oh God, be a wall of fire around our siblings, and the glory within them in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around every one of us this morning. Oh, God, in the gloriousness, oh, God, help us in our walk with you. We need you, oh, God. We need you, we need you, we need you, we need you. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for divine angelic assistance. We ask you to send your holy angels who will assist us and lead us and guide us, oh God, and protect us and war on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover under the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Cation, in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the ultimate sacrifice that you paid for us. We are grateful to you, O God. Oh, Father, we adore you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, this morning we pray for a fresh anointing, a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh anointing. Pour your oil of gladness upon us. Teach us how to walk by faith. In the name of Jesus. And not by sight. Teach us how to love God with all our hearts and souls and minds. Teach us how to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Teach us how to walk in your love. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Father God, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. And I say, all of you, Jesus, and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, we pray for understanding. We pray for revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. To those of you that's just joining, welcome. We welcome you this morning. Hallelujah. Please turn your Bibles to Genesis 26. This is very important, so turn your Bibles or write something down. This is important what the Spirit of God is saying. In fact, anytime God speaks, it is more than important. Hallelujah. Genesis 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not thou into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land. I will be with you, with thee. And will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed, underline, obeyed my voice. Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at famine in the land, no rain, and it's terrible because you, when there's famine, you got flocks to feed, you got vegetation to water, and there's no water. So we know that as we read this story, that if Isaac was to do what his father did by going to Egypt, but the Lord says, don't go to Egypt, stay here. Stay here. And God says to him, stay here, I will be with you. Even though there's famine in the land, I'm telling you to stay here, I will be with you. And God begins to release blessings, what he was going to do. And the Bible says, in fact, that Abraham obeyed because his father obeyed God. So what are you doing? Isaac is coming into, this is what we call a generational blessing, generational declaration, generation. What am I saying to you this morning? That's why when we do things, we really, really need to be very, very careful when we're in the kingdom of God, or even in regularly, we have to be careful. Hallelujah. You want to walk with God. You want to be obedient to God. You want to do his will. You want to do what is pleasing to God. Why? Because you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. So you when you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, you want to please the Lord. And how can you please the Lord? By obeying him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Even though there's famine in the land, obeys the Almighty God, and he listens, and he do not go to Egypt. He stays right there because God has promised him, I will bless you in that place that you are, in that place. You see, Philistine blessing, God will bless Isaac in the heathen land. Hallelujah. He's blessing Isaac in the heathen land. Isaac obeyed and he stayed. What am I saying? I'm talking about faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You do not look at the circumstances. You look at what the Almighty God is saying. That's why you take things to God in prayer. And you do not move on your own. Because we are fickle. One minute we feel this way, the next minute we feel the other way. So it's best to move in faith on the promises of God, because we have a God that will never fail us. If you cannot trust nobody, you can trust God. He will never let you down. Hallelujah. Isaac is God and say, I will release for your generation. Sometimes we have people that do not think about the next generation. It is all about me, myself, and I want to do this. They don't even think about their children. And so they live careless lives. And they have not thought about their children. And they've been, of course, disobedient. And will they eat this? The Bible says, if you're obedient and willing, Isaiah 1:11, you will eat the fruit of the land. When you look at, and when you meditate, you do the will of God. There's no way you will not be blessed. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, believe it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The problem is our faith. Many of us might have 99.9, but we still haven't come to the 100. You need to have 100% faith and trust in the Lord God Almighty. Don't leave any thing unturned. Sometimes we play with God and we play with something else and we try to find the name of whatever we're playing with. And sometimes Satan will say that's an open door to destroy God's plans and purpose for your life because we want to do this and we want that. I just spoke about being waiting upon the Lord. We don't want to wait. But we want to do things on our own. And we will spend thousands of dollars. A friend, he called me yesterday. The son had been so sick. Up and down, Memphis down, up and down. This is a woman of faith, a woman that trusts in God. As she said, and as I begin, she began to call me and let me know some of the things that were going on. And then she said, look, she was taking her child to Africa. Why was she taking him to Africa? To take him so the herbalist can begin to work on her son. Why would she do that? Because she does not have that, even though she's a minister of the gospel, but she doesn't have that faith in God. She trusts the herbalist more than she was about to take the child, but God intervened. And she wasn't able to travel. And she justified these things. As for me and my house who has served the Lord, you can't be double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Because you want instant fix. And because when you want instant fix, you will get out of the will of Almighty God. And so the child was taken to the hospital and everything. Child been there in a coma. But the mother could not travel. But before that time, they did send for the roots. And the roots came all the way from Africa. When the doctor did the chemical analysis, they found a chemical in him that was so high that could literally kill this young man. Because the root that came, he drank it. His mom fixed it, and he drank it, and he got into a coma. He's out of the coma. But now, as the mother retraced her steps, she realized that this was the root that it must have been that root. And she gave a son that he went into the hospital, and he was in a coma. How will I trust? Who created the root is God. I would trust that root. You don't know what kind of incantations, what kind of things have been said. And then you take it and you put it on your child, even though you're a minister, because you don't have that faith and trust in God like you should have. You can preach, you can read the Bible backwards, forwards, you know scriptures, but you're lacking trust, total trust in the Lord. This child would have died. So I asked her, I said, what are the chemical components of that root? I don't know, Apostle. I said, wisdom. Use wisdom. You need to know what it is. What's that? All those things. This is America, the chemical analysis, to see what almost took your son out so you can avoid those things. So obedience is the key. He listened, Isaac listened, and he was obedient to the voice of God. Hallelujah. One of the key things is obedience. I will repeat again, obedience is obedience. It's not what your friend said that it's purple. It's what God said. God tells you it's red. It's red. It is what our Father in heaven tells us. Hallelujah. So Isaac dwell in the land. And I'm going to skip when I do this. Let me go one step higher. The Bible said in 12, Genesis, the same Genesis 26, 12, then Isaac sought in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Isaac sold and received 100-fold. So if he sold $1, sold $1, or he planted one crop, he got what? 100, if you can calculate it. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless. If Isaac had not sold in the land, how would he be blessed? Are we talking about money? No, we're talking about the crops planting. Isaac did not look at the famine in the land. He looked at what God said. You know, if you keep looking and you don't do what God said, you lack in faith. He looked at what God said. God said he would bless him. Isaac sowed, and he reached, and he got 100-fold. Hallelujah. But when you read it further in 13, the Bible says, and the man waxed great. He sowed, he received 100-fold. God blessed him. He grew great. He moved forward. The Bible said he and grew until he became very great. Well, God is for you who can be against you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If he had not listened to God, this would not have happened. Imagine everywhere around Isaac in that land is dry, except where Isaac, that place, because that place that Isaac is, where he is in the fellowship, but because the presence of God is with Isaac. When the presence of God is with Isaac, with you, there's so much overflow, fruitfulness, blessings. So there's no way the presence will be there and he will not reap. Even though everywhere, doesn't matter, left, everybody, crops, no water, everything. But Isaac flocked. Because Isaac kept his flock, what did he got the goats, the cows, the different things, the other people cows and things dying, Isaac cows and goats and whatever, they're getting bigger, they're fat, they look good. And Isaac, they said not only great, they said, the Bible said, very great. He waxed great. And then when he went there, he went forward. And he grew until he became very great. So there are times you can be in the same area with people and you can be blessed. Why? Because you are obedient. You have that faith and trust in God. It could be you're in the church and with somebody and you're being blessed even though. Oh, and with an overflow, is God is no respecter. It's because that other person is obedient and they have faith. And some people, theologians, will say, oh, I think God showed Isaac irrigation system. No, there was a supernatural blessing to water that ground. Hallelujah. To water the ground. If you look at Genesis 2, before there was rain, God watered the ground. How did he do it? From the bottom of the earth, he watered the ground. So ain't no irrigation system. Think about it. If it was an irrigation system, the Philistines would have done the same thing and want to follow what Isaac is doing. So Isaac had all those people to feed, the animals to feed, all those people to feed. God bless him. He sowed because he believed. He planted crops. He believed. The animals had water to drink, and they looked good. And the Bible, those people was so jealous. If you look at Genesis 2, verse 6, the Bible says, I will start from verse 5, and every plant of the field before herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. The mist from the earth. You cannot have that mist to water your soil, water your ground, water your life, supernatural provision. You cannot have it if you don't have faith and trust in the Lord, if you're not obedient and you're not going to sow and you got so many things. So say you will not receive it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Isaac, the Bible said in 14, and I will stop that, for he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds. I told you the goats, the whatever, the oxen, and great. And the Bible says, a great store of servants. He had to take care of all these people. But God was blessing him left and right. And the Philistines envied him. They were jealous. Isaac, exceedingly, Jesus came. John 10:10. So that we may have life. And have life more abundantly. This is the second month of the year. Second month of the year. When God knows the days ahead, and you trust that God will take you through those days, regardless of what you hear on the news or what's going on. You want this year to be great for you. Be obedient. Have faith. Sow your seed. Be obedient. You want the year to be great. But how can you do it? If you want to hear instructions from God, you have to ask God. You don't just do things on your own. And you listen and follow every detail of what he tells you to do. Not listening to what your girlfriend or your friend say, but listening to the voice of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Reuben was the first son of Abraham, of Jacob. The second son was what? Simeon. To listen to the voice of God. This is the second month. And heed to the voice of God. Father, this morning we just want to thank you for your word. Father God, we thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for what you're speaking to us. We thank you that this month of February we're walking, and not only this month, but every month by faith and not by sight, we're standing on your word and your promises. In the name of Jesus, we're walking by faith. Regardless of how the situation is, and we will sow and reap more than 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Not only our friends will be blessed, those that are connected to us will be blessed. We have an overflow of blessings. Oh God, because we trust you, we believe in you, we obey you, we've done all that you've asked us to do. And so, Father, we thank you in advance. We put a prayer. on it. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the morning time. We have entered into a mourning season. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. So we bless your name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil, from thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Once again, welcome to the new month of February. Praise the Lord.